Welcome, First Baptist family and friends, to our Wednesday night prayer service for August 11th. Participants for this evening should leave their phones unmuted and wait until I call your name before speaking. We will now begin with our prayer of thanksgiving and praise by Associate Deacon Anthony Braxton.
Good evening, First Baptist family. Let us look to the Lord. Father God, we come before you with gratitude and thanks in our heart. We thank you, Father, for this opportunity to have the First Baptist Church family come together as a community to lift up our praises to your holy and divine name. We thank you for the opportunity for us to lift one another up in prayer, Father God. Father, we thank you for providing this electronic platform that enables us to come together, even though we may not be able to see one another, but we can still join together and honor you and praise your holy name. Father, we thank our shepherd, our pastor, Reverend Dr. Frank Tucker, for leading us, and we thank all those who are responsible for putting together this Wednesday evening prayer service, including the IT committee and all others who participate in making this happen. Lord, we thank you, Father God, for being a most gracious and loving and forgiving God. For we know, Father God, that we all fall short and we're all sinners saved only by your holy and divine grace and mercy. Father, we know that we're going through some troubled times, and we ask, dear God, that you look out for the most vulnerable of us, Heavenly Father, our young people, the elderly and the infirm. Father, we ask that you bless and heal the sick and shut in, that you comfort the bereaved, and that you look after the least, the last, the lost, and the left out, those who are vulnerable, those who may not have all the comforts that others may have, Father God. We know that we're going through these dog days of summer. We're in the midst of another heat wave, and Father, we ask that you look out for those who may not have the comforts of air conditioning and other resources to see them through. We also ask, Father God, that you look out for our students who will be returning to the classroom or wherever they're getting instructions for the coming school year. Father, we know that this coronavirus is still raging. There's yet another variant out there that we all have to be mindful of. And Father, we just ask that we trust in your blessed Son and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. For we know that he is the way, the truth, and the life. And we ask that we be guided by him, Father God. In the blessed name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen.
We will now have a scripture reading by Sister Emma Marie Johnson.
I will be reading Psalm 27, verses 1 through 4. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, call upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumble and fail. Though an host shall encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war shall rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple.
We will now have a prayer by Deacon Wesley Riddick.
Father God, if I had 1,000 tongues, I couldn't thank you enough for all you have done for me and my family and my First Baptist family also too in my church. Lord, you have kept us together during all this time with the pandemic. We have had these electronic devices so we can stay in contact with each other. Lord, you're just so good. And Lord, I would like for you to look at the, our young kids. Now, they're the most vulnerable ones with this pandemic. Lord, times are a little rough right now, but I know you got us, and you will not forsake us. Lord, you're just a good God. And I just cannot thank you enough for me, my family, and for everything. Lord, I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
We will now have a closed mic prayer for approximately 2 minutes. We will now have a prayer by Deacon Parrish Rembert.
Good evening, First Baptist members and friends. God is a good God, and he won't do anything but fail. We ask that God will continue to be with us. Bless him in a mighty way. Thank him for last night's sleep, early rising this morning. Thank him for waking us up this morning and in our right mind, allowing us to still have a portion of health and strength. Lord, I thank you for what you have done and what you are doing for me and my family. Thank you, for Father God, for watching over us and protecting us. Thank you for your providing for us. I thank you, Father God, because, Lord, you are so good. You bless in spite of our shortcomings and our wrongdoing. And, Father God, and I thank you for keeping blessings through with eyes. Lord, you know what she stands in need of. So we ask you, Father God, to heal in the name of Jesus. Lord God, and Lord, ask you to keep us, Lord, because, Lord, you are so good. And you bless us in so many ways and so many times. So, Father God, we ask that you would just keep us and bless us only as you can.
Oh, yes.
We thank you for the family. And we ask, Lord God, that you will continue to be with them. Then, Lord, I ask you to bless the sick and the bereaved families. Grant them all what they stand in need of. We pray for our leaders, our spiritual leaders, and our government leaders. And, Lord God, we thank you for keeping us all. Lord, and I pray that you will stop the violence in the streets and in the homes, all over and all around us, Father God, because we know you are not pleased with what's going on. But I know, Lord, that you are going to fix it. So, Lord, I thank you for doing what you do. And I pray, Lord, that you will continue to lead, guide, and direct us all in the way that you would have us to go. These and all blessings we ask in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We will now have a musical selection, followed by our inspirational speaker for this evening, Deaconess Barbara Meekins, the First Baptist Church Clerk, Circle Ministry Advisor, and host of Monday Spiritual Time at First Baptist Church Senior Center.
First, giving honor to God, who is truly the love of my life, I say good evening to my First Baptist Church family, my biological, spiritual families, and friends. I thank God for this dedicated committee and this prayer service ministry team for giving me an opportunity to speak to you on this night that the Lord has made. Let us pray. Thanking God for his grace that carries us each day, let us be still before our God. Most gracious and heavenly Father, thank you for meeting us here in the Amen Corner with the Holy Spirit covering us on this virtual Wednesday night prayer service line. Spirit of the living God, please fall afresh on us. Thank you for loving and blessing the First Baptist Church family. And in this moment of prayer, please let the words of my mouth speak through you. Please heal our sick and shed in and comfort our bereaved families here and all over the nation. Lord, please send these viruses away from us. Stop this violence. Forgive us and heal our land. Help us not to be afraid to pray, believe, and hope again. Thank you for your presence, your love, your glory, your praise, honor, and eternal life. In the name of Jesus the Christ, we say amen, amen, and amen. With everything that's happening in the world today and in my life and your lives, especially during this pandemic, we, the believing prayer warriors, must continue to pray and ask our Heavenly Father to heal the land, to forgive us, and fix it where we will be able to say, this too has passed. My topic is experiencing leaps of faith when storms come in our lives. Psalms 27:1, Mark chapter 4, verses 35 through 41. Experiencing leaps of faith when storms come in our lives. I'm grateful where I've been, where I am, and where I am going. Very fortunate in my life to have been born and blessed to have caring, giving, loving, and spiritual parents, wonderful siblings and family members, a sweet late husband, loyal friends, an amazing spirit-filled, intelligent daughter and granddaughter, terrific role models, dedicated teachers, and anointed Bible scholars. So I'm saying to God, much obliged to my Heavenly Father for them and all of you. I've had some challenges, disappointments, sorrows, pain, hurts, and setbacks. But as a sunshine spreader, I'm grateful for an abundance of grace, mercy, joy, peace, spiritual gifts and talents, and happiness. You see, my faith keeps me focused on God when the storms come. Psalm 16:1. Yes, the storms of life will come. You have to stay rooted in his word and trust him. Proverbs 3:5. You see, your faith can be disturbed or weakened by things happening in the outer world. By praying and believing to a compassionate God, it allows us to know his presence and power is greater than our circumstances. After all, he's large and in charge. In the Bible, we know that Jesus' apostles, his posse, his followers, his leaders and disciples face numerous challenges and trouble. But with their leaps of faith, the storms pass over them, even on the Sea of Galilee. Saints, when it seems that Jesus is sleeping in your boat, he is still with you and me, strengthening our faith with whatever storms we may be in right now. Mark 4:35-41, Matthew 8:23-27, and Luke 8:22-25. For each one of us, life is a ball game being played every day. The first base is temptation. The second base is sin. The third base is tribulation. But with leaps of faith, we can pass and make it in. For example, Daniel was up to bat first. He prayed 3 times a day. Daniel 6:10. But that mean old Satan pitched him a fastball, but with his faith, he hit it anyway. Now, Job was up next. was struck in every way. With his leaps of faith, he got a home run and came on in that day. Moses was on the sideline waiting to be called, faced many storms. Then God gave him his all in all, and with faith, he parted the Red Sea. Oh, I experienced my leaps of faith when the storms of illnesses confronted me. Graduated from college, had a cyst removed from my throat, was speaking like I was a preschooler. Doctor said I would not be able to speak like an adult or articulate well anymore. With the faith of the righteous and the great physician, in 3 months, I started my first job as a classroom teacher. But God. Then later on in life, another storm hit me. I had a hysterectomy, hemorrhage, and couldn't stop bleeding. Doctors and medical professionals stated that I would not make it. I was so sick, I threw in the towel. Well, God threw it back with a bright red light of faith and a stop sign. The bleeding stopped. Luke 8:43-48. With parents, family, friends, church members, prayer partners, and a sweet little 10-year-old faithful daughter praying, the storm started passing over. Then God sent an angel at the foot of my bed as clear as day, spoke to me saying, God has a lot of work for you to do, little Barbara. The battle is not yours. It was a long healing period, but my faith was renewed, and the storm truly passed over. Now, John was in the 9th inning, and the game was almost done. Then God gave him a vision, and he knew with leaps of faith they had already won. So when the storm of life occurs, I want you to remember, God wants full custody, not just weekend visits. So this way at the great coronation, God the Father will write you a check that will not bounce, written in his name, signed with his signature, and stamped with his approval, paid in full. So remember, prayer is our strong bat, and faith is our catcher. When the storms come in your lives, hold on, because Jesus is standing at the home plate waiting for us to come in. We must pray, jump for joy, and run like an Olympian runner every time we experience leaps of faith when the storms come and when they pass over. So be grateful for what remains and look forward to what's coming next. Now, family, I start my days at the School of Neology, where I received my PhD, and that's praying hard daily. I thank the Lord with an abundance of thanks, prayers, praise, and faith. I end my nights with amens and more thanks and hallelujahs for his glory, because I've come too far to look back. And in closing, I'm asking each one of you to keep clinging to faith and hope. I want you to have the rest of a blessed, safe, faithful, and beautiful week. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus of Christ be with each one of you. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 11 through 13. And always remember, the storms will pass over. Hallelujah. For we walk and leap by faith, not by sight. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. I love you. Vaya con Dios. May God be with you. Peace, safety, joy, and blessed quietness. I ask God to let them cover each one of you on this night. Be good to yourselves and to others also. The storms will pass over. Have a good night. God bless you.
The wind
The line will now be unmuted so that you can have 20 seconds to acknowledge our speaker for this evening. We will now have remarks and prayers by Reverend Tucker.
Oh, how blessed we are tonight. This has been a blessing. We certainly want to thank God for that powerful word of faith, that message of truth and strength that has come to us through Deaconess Barbara Mickens. We certainly thank God for her and thank God for that message. And then we are just grateful to God for this wonderful service that we have had and all of the persons who have participated and shared in this experience. I know my soul is anchored in the Lord, and I know that the joy of the Lord abounds only because of his goodness. And through the storms, though the storms may come, because there is faith, I know that he gives us the ultimate victory. We praise God, and we want to say thank you to each one of you and each one of the members of our church family and friends who have gathered tonight and shared in this service. This has been a blessing to us, and we thank God for each one of you, the more than 70 some odd people who are on this line tonight, listening and praying and worshiping to God. We praise God for each one of you. And now let me just suggest that you continue to fight the battle in the challenge of this that is before us with this pandemic. Let us not mess around. I know that many of us and most of us have gotten our vaccine. We've been vaccinated, and we thank God for each one of you. God has made that provision for us, and we have stretched out to do it. But there are others of us who have not taken advantage of the blessing that God has made available to us. He has given us the scientists and the people to create a protection from this vaccine, and because we fail to do what we're supposed to do, the vaccine is changing its behavior. And now we got the Delta and the Alpha, and I guess if we keep on failing to take advantage of what God has given us, we'll have something else as well. So let us do our bidding and our best to get vaccinated and wear your mask. Now we have to even go back and wear the mask after getting vaccinated, simply because we haven't done what we're supposed to do. Our virtual health ministry has planned that we would do some wonderful things on Saturday, August 14th. We are having a special event, back to school day and backpack giveaway that will be held at the First Baptist Church from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. We'll be giving away things that the children might be able to get back to school. And we're going to be trying to protect those persons who are going back to school, those persons who are eligible for the vaccine. We will have the possibility for
vaccination at our church. There will be representatives of the health department there at the church that's going to vaccinate those persons who have not been vaccinated. So if you know anybody, if you reach out to somebody, encourage them to come by First Baptist on this coming Saturday, 14th, and become vaccinated. But there's something there for the whole family. There'll be job opportunities. You can see a representative from the employment services that will be able to give you information about jobs. There'll be also health information for you as well. The George Washington Rodman Institute will be members of that organization will be present also, and there will be blood pressure and kidney screenings will be available if you come by on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Come. Please invite your friends. Tell them about it. Let them drop by and be blessed at your own church, First Baptist Church. On Sunday, August the 15th, First Baptist will have their Men's Day emphasis services, and we are encouraging all of our men to come. They'll be able to get that, participate in that service through Zoom, on YouTube and Facebook. And we ask you to invite friends to come. Know that, the speaker for Sunday will be the Reverend Dr. John T. Rhodes of the Trinidad Baptist Church will be present with us then, and we encourage you to tune in and be blessed with a powerful service led by the men of our church, and we are grateful to God for all of them. Let me now ask that the lines will be open for 20 seconds, that you might have an opportunity to give the names of persons or situations that you want to be prayed for. Let us know that we must continue to pray for our sick and shut in. Keep them on your minds and show your love and support for each one of them. Let us now have the prayer requests. The line's open for 20 seconds.
Carolyn, family,
God, our Father, we come before you just now to ask that thou wouldest indeed hear the cries of your people. You heard the names, you heard the situations, you heard their desires and their needs. And God, we know that you know what we stand in need of before we even ask. And so, Master, we just come acknowledging your greatness and your goodness and seeking your divine blessings upon all of those situations, all of those families, all of those individuals whose names were lifted up. We pray, O God, that you would bless them and fortify them and strengthen them as only you can do. We know you are able because you've done it so many times before, and so, God, we pray your blessings upon them. We want to say thank you. Thank you for your keeping grace. You have blessed us through some terrible times, some hard times, some difficult times, some wayward situations. You have been by our side and enabled us to be, oh God, victorious. And we want to say thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you, God, for salvation, that you didn't leave us in the pit, that you didn't leave us in the situation that we were in. You didn't leave us in that ugly spot, in that dangerous, terrible, and sinful condition, but you blessed us and allowed us to come out. You made a provision for us. You made a way for us. You gave us your only son that we might be able to overcome even the pit of sin, of death, separation, and alienation. And we want to say thank you for it, oh God. And we thank you for giving us a portion of faith that we have been able to hold out and hold on in the middle of the storm. Though the storms keep on raging and the billows are rising high, you are yet with us and protecting us and keeping us and sustaining us. As we want to say thank you, oh God, for all that you've done. And now, God, we come asking your blessings upon our children. They're getting ready to try to go back to school, oh God. I don't know what the situation going to be, but, oh God, I just pray that you're going to stand by them, that you're going to keep them, and you're going to protect them. You're going to watch over them as they try to learn and do their studies and try to be the students that they ought to be. Help them, oh God, and stand by them. Then, oh God, we want to ask that you would help us with this terrible pandemic that keeps on holding us back and keeps us all tied up. And we need, oh God, to be delivered. And, Master, we just ask that you would continue to bless us and continue to do what you see that we need to have done, oh God, that we would be able to get through this and yet another storm. Then, God, we pray for the homeless, the jobless, the needy, oh God. Abide with them if it be your holy and divine will. Then, God, fill us up with your divine spirit, with your engaging power, with your everlasting mercy, and your tender love. Fill us up that we may be the people that you want us to be. Guide us so we will walk and be what you desire us to be and to do what it is that you want us to do. We said thank you, God, for every good and perfect gift, because we know every good gift comes from you. Thank you, God. Keep us and sustain us and bless us. And now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and be gracious unto you and grant unto you his peace. Amen. Amen. And amen.